Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Psychics Gone Wild today. We have got a good show coming up, just a quick one today, with Pamela Cummins, and she is our musical psychic, in addition to being our love and relationship psychic, in addition to the angel group she works with, tells you a lot more than just love and relationships, anything finances, just about any area. It's really a unique way they have of doing stuff with her. They give her song lyrics, and they give her songs and messages like that. So it's really an amazing way to do that. And she can be contacted at www.successfulrel.com. It's SUCCESSFULREL.com. And her number is 973-229-9704. I've got a few other announcements here I need to make real quick. Just through our lineup, Jethro Smith, we haven't seen a lot of him lately. He's been really busy and working on other stuff, but you can still get a hold of him at www.jethrosmith.net. And he is at 928-284-0437. We have Mystic Celeste, and a lot of these are on our other sister show, The Living in the Psychic Realm, which is going to be on at 4 o'clock Eastern Time today. And the call-in number for that one is 714-333-3354. And I'll be trying to post this stuff as we go in the chat room here and possibly making a little announcement later on in the show. So if you missed it the first time, we'll get it up there again. There's also, we have Aurora Rose Psychic, and she's at www.aurorarosepsychic.web.com, and her number is 270-259-2584. We have Amy Campanella with us on Wednesdays, and she is on Facebook with Awakening Claire, is one way to find her. On Thursdays, we have Linda Irwin. And she is at Continuum X Headquarters on Facebook. It's CONTINUUMXHEADQUARTERS. She's also at www.lindaru.blogspot.com. And she's on YouTube. She's got some videos on there. When you go to youtube.com, it's user, it's VORLON VORLON GOD. God videos. Kind of different there. And then we have Sandra Green. She's at ylsammy@gmail.com. And we have a couple other new fellows. We have Tryon Victory. He was on Friday with Jethro, 858-717-7060. And then there's Tony. We still haven't figured out how to say his name. We believe it's Naimi. It's TONYNAEMI@gmail. And he's at 248-880-7284. So we've got quite a lineup of folks that do different things. They're all, you know, very gifted people, intuitive psychics, you know, just different gifts and whatever. So we play in the sandbox good together, and everybody compliments. That's our big thing here is we want to compliment. We don't compete. So anyway, with that being said, how are you doing today, Pamela?
Good, good, good. And I like that, how we play in the sandbox, because that's really important. You know, that's a good message. And before we go on, Kelly, I just wanted to let you know that I have a message for you, okay?
Oh, wow.
And
okay.
Basically, it is that you need to start accepting the fact that you are very psychic. You have gifts, okay? I knew you were going to laugh.
You gave me that in the reading. I do. It's like, I believe you. I do believe you. It's like, I also think, I am not ready to go public. You know how people are in the closet for different things?
Right.
I'm a closet psychic.
Well, it was funny because, yes, and the rest of the vision is sometimes I get pictures of myself, you know, in earlier parts of my life, which is pretty neat. And I saw myself when I used to do massage therapy. I was a body worker, energy work. You know, I was a healer for many different years, hypnosis. Mm-hmm. And I saw myself at a psychic fair. And I was around all these psychics just like you are. Interesting. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and how they were all encouraging me, you know, you need to do this, you need to do this. So finally I got enough courage to give the person who was running the fair a reading. And what came out of me, of course, was relationship, and he and his relationship with his wife. Well, he was not too happy with the reading, and I went back to the psychics, and they're like, how did it go? And I said, I don't think too well. And they're like, well, what? What did you tell him? And I said, well, it was about him, his relationship with his wife, which was not a good relationship. And they're like, oh, my God, you shouldn't have done that. And, you know, and I was like, but this is what my angels were giving me. And, you know, that kind of backed me off. But your time is going to come, okay?
You know what's really funny about that is because that's where, I mean, I am a Reiki master and teacher, and it's like, that's exactly what I did. I still have my little table. I always call it, you know, half table will travel. And
right.
I do still body work on people. So it's like I am more of a sensing type person. You know, it's like I was more into health and healing exactly like that.
Right. And the good thing about, like, with the body work that I did is I used to get messages all the time off of their energy, and they would walk in,
right.
And I knew exactly what was wrong with them. You know, so your time is going to come, okay?
Wow. Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Wow, that's really awesome. That's a really nice gift. That's a really surprise. Thank you. All righty. Well, we have got a queue full of people here, and some of them have been on here longer than me because I was having a Mercury. I apologize to the queue today, the callers calling in, because, I was having a Mercury retrograde moment. I don't know what happened. My computer was not cooperating. My phone was not cooperating. Mm-hmm. Everything decided to have its own little breakdown all at once, and it's like I sat here going, oh, please, God, let this come on. And, anyway, I was about a minute or so late coming in. So you guys are all here way before me, and I know you're all anxious to talk to Pamela today, so let's get after it here and get some of these questions that you guys have on Psychics Gone Wild. And our first caller here is area code 805. How are you doing today?
Hi.
Hi.
It is pretty great here. I've reached Morro Bay. I don't know if you've listened to me. I started at the end of October, and I've been living in my car and going from place to place. First place, I went from Indianapolis to Sedona, and then I went to Southern California. Now I'm in Central, Morro Bay. When I entered Morro Bay last night, it has the same energy of Sedona, only stronger. I was at Sedona 1111 Bell Rock. So I've been anchoring energies all this time. I've definitely reached the light of the magical child, the divine child, the nature child. I can speak with nature spirits, and my guides now are giving me messages, and I know what kind of reading I'm going to be doing. Nobody's doing it, so I'm not going to say until I get on. But this, but I need to know, am I closer to meeting where I'm going to be working and getting a computer to replace the one stolen in Ventura, California?
Okay.
And the cell phones to replace the stolen one so that I can actually do some work.
Right. And what I'm getting is, when you said where the name of the town, what I heard was the song, Oh, Won't You Stay Just a Little Bit Longer. So I feel that you need to stay there, get to know the people, okay? And I am seeing you, I'm seeing you working, okay? And honestly, it feels like a restaurant environment, and that feels like part-time just to bring some money in. It feels like you need some stability, you know? The other things will come, but right now I'm getting, they're showing me a tree roots growing. You need some groundness. And again, they're saying, oh, won't you stay just a little bit longer? Okay, because the energy feels good.
I heard the song, Why Don't We Just Lay Here? Why Don't We Just Stay Here? You know?
Okay,
I get songs from a guy on the other side quite frequently.
Right, and what
so
I'm hearing is
more, you're talking about Morro Bay, right?
Where you are now.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah, and I'm
huh?
saying, and I'm also hearing to build your teepee there, okay? Again, I'm hearing, oh, won't you stay just a little bit longer?
Yeah,
okay.
So I will stay here for, and then between here and the next beach, which is even a stronger area where the Lemurian Atlantean oneness energies came in December.
I'm hearing, I'm getting at least six, and I don't know if that's 6 weeks or 6 months. It honestly feels like 6 months, okay? They want you to have some stability.
Yeah, I can't stay here for 6 months unless I get a roof over my head. It will have to be 6 weeks, my dear. I've been doing this since the end of October. But as far as getting the financial means to replace the things that were stolen when I'm
right, and that, again, they're saying just stay just a little bit longer. So I hope that helps.
Well, I already had that message myself. Thank you.
Okay, thank you for calling.
All righty. Thank you. All righty. Sometimes I think people, you know, they get their messages and they just kind of maybe want some validation, which makes a lot of sense because, you know, sometimes we can't see the forest for the trees.
Well, you know, just like myself, there are psychics that I go to, you know. I just did a barter with this wonderful woman last week, and, you know, she was wonderful and I was wonderful for her because there's certain things you just can't get for yourself. You know, it's kind of like trying to give yourself a foot massage. You can do it, but you're hunched over, you're uncomfortable. But when somebody else does it, you let go, and it's a different experience, you know? So.
I do understand that one. I do.
Yeah.
been a long time since I've had a good foot massage. All righty. Our next caller is from area code 843. 843, you're on with us today.
Hello. Hi, how are you?
Good. And who's calling, please?
My name is Pooja.
Okay. And how can I help you, Pooja?
I feel like I'm in transition right now, but I would love to know anything that you're kind of picking up. There's one thing I'm really waiting on, which is a move for myself and my family. And so I'm hoping that happens pretty soon. So anything that, you know, just my spirit really wants me to know.
Okay, and I'm just getting, they're just saying, hold on just a little bit longer. Yes, there's definitely a move. I don't know why, that just feels like more fallish time, okay? I'm hearing new beginnings, but I'm getting, right now you're in the meantime, okay? And the other thing I got was a vision of a door partly opened and like you're standing in between the doorway, basically. You know, the door frame, I guess, is a good way to put it, and the door is open. And patience, okay? And it's so funny, when I said that, I heard the Guns N' Roses song, Patience, you know, just a little more patience, okay? And then they said, I'll just sit here and wait. And what I saw was sitting, but the legs crossed, kind of like in a meditative yoga position, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, and as I'm saying that, they're really talking to me. I'm hearing create, okay? So when you're in a meditative state, and they're saying you do meditate, okay? So when you're in a meditative state, just visualize where you want to be, okay? And what I'm seeing is a bunny rabbit taking a big jump and leap, and that's what it feels like you're doing. You're moving forward, and it feels like it's going to be at a fast rate. I'm getting it's good for everyone. It's a good environment, and it's so funny because I got this vision last week on the show. I'm seeing a woman taking off her bra. Okay, and you know how good that feels at the end of the day.
Yeah.
Okay, so right now it's like you're wearing your bra, pantyhose, whatever, you know, and before you know it, you'll be able to take that off and relax, okay? But they're saying
okay,
in the
awesome.
Meantime, just meditate, okay?
Okay, and create, got it.
Okay, all right.
Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you for calling.
Yeah, thank you for calling. All righty. That sounds like a good relaxing thing to do at the end of the day.
Yes, it is. And you know, one of the things I noticed about this show is a lot of the callers have, well, we all have intuitive abilities, but a lot of them have intuitive abilities, which is really neat,
okay. You know?
Yeah. And they, you know, but again, it's always good to get feedback, but it's also good to trust your own intuition,
yeah.
too.
Yeah. True story. Some of us takes longer than others.
Right.
Okay, we have 720 on with us today.
Hi, Pamela. Hi, Kelly. How are you doing today?
Good.
Hello,
good.
Pretty good.
This is Ibitar.
Okay.
Oh, Ibitar, hello.
Your voice sounds familiar. I don't know if I've ever talked to you, but it sounds familiar.
You sound familiar, too.
Okay.
It does. I just wanted to know, I have a question about career and finances because I'm starting actually a new, you know, venturing out in a new area that I haven't ventured out in before. And it's in a holistic health.
Okay, it feels, that's why it feels so good, okay? It just feels wonderful. I got the Kuan Yin card, and that's just a beautiful card, and the water's flowing. And it's, you know, it's the water's flowing nicely and emotionally. But I'm sorry, what is your question?
It's about career and finances.
Okay, yeah. Yes, it feels like I'm getting that there's some stability there. And I heard Stevie Wonder's song, Don't You Worry About a Thing, okay? Because the worry, when you start getting into the worry, the negativity, it will put blocks
mm-hmm.
up there, okay?
Yes,
so,
yes.
It's funny. I don't know why I heard the song, Why Don't You Do It in the Road? Okay, I got it. I'm like, I'm hearing the Beatles. Oh, why won't you do it? And I'm like, what does that mean? And because before then, I saw like a little vision of you just sitting, okay? And
mm-hmm.
what that means to me is there's going to be times when you're just going to be like sitting, okay? And then there's times when like doing it in the road, you're having a good time along your path, okay? So remember that it's going to be in cycles. Sometimes you're going to be working very hard. Sometimes it doesn't feel like you're moving very fast. And that's when you take care of yourself and the little things, you know. Then you need to have fun, okay? The business, the way you're going, it just feels good, okay? The one thing I am getting is to be wary of some of the people who try and partner up with you and try and give you, like, fast money ideas, okay?
Money ideas.
Yeah. And, you know, and what I saw, I got a vision of me and also somebody trying to ride two horses at once, okay? And then I saw this guy who, Sal, who I used to know. And what basically that means is there was a time when somebody was trying to get us to enroll and sell, like, these health supplements, okay? And, you know, that really wasn't what our business was focused on. And basically he said you can't ride two horses with one butt, you know, okay? So, to put it bluntly, okay? And I'm trying to make that sound nice, but you get the idea. You can only ride one horse at a time. So focus on your business and watch out for other people trying to take you off the track, okay?
Okay.
All right, that's very important. But again, I just feel it's going to be very good, very good, you know. And they're also letting you know that they're, you know, your initial visualization, the way you see it right now, it's going to change and grow, but into something nicer.
Okay, it's gonna change.
You know, as time goes on, it's just naturally going to change. Okay, and they're saying like a baby. Okay, you know. Mm-hmm. It's funny because, as I said, like a baby, I heard Madonna sing Like a Virgin, Touch for the very first time, okay? So this is, it's your business is very new. As you go along, it's going to grow up into an adolescent, then a teenager, and an adult. And, of course, you're going to go through changes, all right? So to look at it that way.
Okay.
Okay?
All right. Thank
all right.
you.
Oh, thank you for calling.
All right. Thank you, Victor. Oh, cool. Oh, and Blog has been blogging us. We had about 10 callers when we first started, and Blog has managed to blog off about 3 of them.
Oh, boy.
So I am hoping if they're out there listening, it's like, please don't be offended. We did not kick you off. We have been having issues with studios and whatever. Like I say, when I'm in the chat room as the host and it kicks me out, I know there's a problem. So please don't be offended because, you know, we don't kick people off the show unless you're being in there really being offensive or something, which most people that are coming here, we have a pretty spiritual group, which is really nice. It's like we do a lot of positive energy with stuff. And I don't know, so I, you know, all we can do is apologize for the blogginess. And what we have noticed is usually what happens is on the days that we have, well, of course, it's every day for us, unfortunately. No, it's a good thing. But the shows that have what we call the real psychics who do really good energy, it's like that's when we tend to have technological problems with blog talks, whatever. So I'm like going, I'm not surprised. I shouldn't be by this time. It's like I've seen been on other shows, you know, listening to other shows, and I just kind of asked that in different chats and said, gee, does anybody ever have this, you know, this problem? And, you know, a lot, you know, some of them, of course, they're not psychic shows either. They say, no, we never had any problems. You know, everything's just fine, blah, blah, blah. So it's like, okay, until you hit the psychic people, and then when there's that extra energy coming in, you know, it's like, yeah, they start having issues with, we drop calls, they kick us, they do this, they do that. I'm going, it's so funny because it's only with the psychic people that happens to.
Oh, that's funny. Well, but, you know, that makes sense because I can't wear watches. A lot of people don't wear watches anymore. I could never, I could never wear them. They would die. I'd go out and buy another battery. I would wind up. I just can't wear watches, you know, so I just gave up on them. And just before cell phones.
Remember those Timexes? Remember Timexes that would take a licking and keep on taking? I killed one in 2 days.
Okay.
It didn't take a licking, man. It's like, and I just wore it on my wrist. It's like, okay, never mind. Timex and I don't get along.
That's just validation that you are psychic.
At least I ran energy. Thank you. I believe you. I do. I believe you. It's like I laugh because I'm going, okay, I will get to the mindset where I get there. But anyway, okay, we got another caller here, and this is 478. Thank you for hanging in there with us. Okay, like I say, our switchboard does really weird things because, you know, it's like, and I see when you popped up, it was like 28 minutes. It's like you've been there 28 minutes, and you were like invisible some of that time, just so you know.
Well, my name is Debbie, and I'm calling from Georgia, and I would like to see what you see for my new job coming my way, if you see a time period.
Okay. Right now you're not working, is that correct?
Oh, I am working.
Okay, because that's why I got confused, okay? So you wanted to know what's coming up in your job?
I want a new job.
You want a new job. Okay, all right. Because when you said that, I was honestly, what I heard was obstacles, okay? However, I do feel something coming up. You know, you got to keep looking. All right, I'm getting a couple messages at once, okay? When I feel the new job, okay, is when it's cold out, and that feels like the end of November. All right, that's December. All right, and I'm going, even though I live in North Carolina, I'm going on New Jersey weather because that's where I used to live. And I am seeing snow and stuff, so it feels cold. All right, I am feeling that you want to get out now, okay? And right now, right this minute, if you could. And I feel some obstacles coming up, and they're saying that's because not everything is in place right now, all right? The other thing I heard my guide say is, you know, have an attitude of gratitude, okay? And I'm hearing that old song, strumming in the back, digging the scene with the gangster lean, okay? And I think it's says be thankful for what you got in that song, okay? So basically they're saying be grateful for the job you have right now, okay? The difficulties I feel is with some people, All right, that's what I'm getting. That's it. Feels like conflicts there. Now I'm hearing the song, "Oh yes, I'm the great pretender." So just pretend, you know, everything's okay. The new job, okay? And I do now. I'm hearing Luther Vandross singing, "Searching, searching." So you're definitely searching. The new job feels better, okay? They're saying home is where the heart is. So it feels the new job feels more homey, okay? And again, it feels in November. I wish I could say it was tomorrow for you, but it just doesn't feel that way. Okay?
As long as you, I mean, honesty is the best way.
Yeah, yeah. And again, I'm hearing have an attitude of gratitude for what you have right now. It will make it go easier. And you know, I'm actually getting a vision of myself. You know, which always is so weird to me. You know, I'm seeing the back of myself on a payphone because I used to be at this bookkeeping job that I hated, okay? This was like back in the early 90s, late 80s, and I really disliked that job. And I would, during my lunch hour, I would call other jobs, and there just wasn't anything better because I still had lessons to learn there. So that's what it feels like. There's still some lessons for you to learn there, okay? Again, they're saying have an attitude of gratitude. So I hope that helps.
Oh, I am thankful that I do have a job.
Yeah, yeah. And something better. This new job's just going to be so much, much more better. And again, it feels like when it's cold, that's when
Thanks.
The new job will come in. Okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All righty. Thank you for calling in. And call back and let us know how that goes. Quick follow and... come on back, and we like to hear the follow-ups and how things go with that. And, you know, because one of the things we also know is that sometimes when, you know, we get information, it's kind of like that crossroads moment where, you know, the road sign is there, and it's like, you have a choice. You know, you can keep going forward, or you,
right.
know, or you can make a right-hand turn or left-hand turn. So sometimes people change the eventuality, you know, what they see coming up. But it's like we always do like to hear back from folks. All righty, and we got another one here from area code 810. 810, you're on.
Hi, how are you today?
Good, good. And who's calling, please?
I'm sorry, this is Gina.
Gina, great. And how can I help you, Gina?
I was just like kind of feeling out of sorts and was wondering if there was any kind of message or something to help.
I'm sorry, I'm laughing because... you know, I'm hearing eat carrots, and then my guides are teasing me. They're saying Barrett the carrot, and of course nobody understands that, but Barrett is my middle name, okay?
That's funny.
And when I was 12, they used to call me Barrett the carrot, okay? And now I'm seeing Bugs Bunny, and he's saying, "What's up, Doc?" And he's eating carrots, okay? And what that means to me is carrots, okay, represent two things, okay? And I didn't think of this. First of all, sight. So to make sure that you're seeing what you're seeing, okay? And I'm
okay.
hearing to see it with your own eyes, okay, not what others are saying. The other thing is carrots are very grounding, okay? So you need to be more grounded, okay? And I'm getting to listen to the messages. And for some reason, I'm seeing, you know, I'm hearing, okay, first of all, I saw birds, and then I heard Karen Carpenter sing, "Why Do Birds Suddenly Appear Every Time You Are Near," okay?
Aww.
Yeah, and that's what I'm seeing, birds around you and stuff, okay? So I feel that you need to be out in nature to watch the birds. Again, I'm feeling very intuitive, high, like in your head area, it feels very energetic, intuitive messages are coming through, and to notice what is going around you, the messages that your guides and angels are trying to give you, okay? And I don't know why, but I do feel a connection with birds, and it's funny, my bird is going nuts at the moment.
I love birds, but our bird just died like a couple of days ago. The dog bit him.
Okay.
You may have been picking up on that.
That's probably what I'm picking up on, yes.
Yes, but I love birds.
Yes, okay. I'm feeling that you will get another one, okay? Not right away. I'm feeling within 3. That feels more like 3 months or so when you're ready, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. But again, they're saying to watch the birds, okay? Yeah.
I will do that.
Okay. So I hope that helps.
It does help. Thank you so very much, and you guys have a wonderful day.
You too. You too. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for calling in.
Thank you.
All righty. Oh, golly. I do encourage people, if I can call back and let us know, you know, how that works out. And it's like, let us know when you get the new bird.
Do you notice Birdie Bird is quiet right now?
Uh-huh, I see that.
Oh, now he started talking. Okay, that's so funny.
That's funny. Oh, my goodness. Well, okay, it's just you and me for a while here.
Okay,
that's We got Jen and Tash in the chat room with us today, and I can't remember if Jen has gotten the opportunity to ask you a question. It's like, I know Tash is really excited, and we're really excited for her because her little guy got out of the hospital, and he's doing better. So it's like, yeah. And Jen says, "Hi, Pamela."
Tell her I said hello, and for some reason I feel the baby eat. If it's a baby, I don't know why I'm seeing a baby, but I'm getting the baby eating good food. Okay, you know, so that means that, you know, when you can eat, okay, food, and it's healthy food, that obviously means you're feeling okay.
Right.
Okay. That's the way I look at it. So that's what I see. So,
that's
wow.
Good.
Okay. So
awesome.
Yes.
Well, you and I get to talk some more then. Yeah.
Okay. Well,
what kind of stuff would you like to share? It's like, I know you do, all different kinds of stuff, and you know,
right.
and a lot of people still haven't kind of like, you know, heard some of your history. It's like, I just enjoyed hearing your history. I really did. It's like,
well,
you know, I'm thinking some of our guys might not have heard that yet.
Well, actually, my business, if I could talk about this, my business is starting to turn a different way. And, you know, and I could relate to the message that, okay, I'm hearing, why don't you do it in the road again? You know, and they're teasing me, but, you know, we're all on a journey in life. And life is a huge, you know, we're on the planet Earth, and it's just about learning and lessons and love and service, you know, and being kind. It's not, I mean, let's face it, material things and money are nice, okay? And, you know, we need it to live. But there's more important things, okay? And I know for me, my journey, and I look back over like being self-employed. I've been self-employed from 93, and it has taken so many changes. And I am, you know, my business is changing once again. I'm still doing psychic readings, but I'm, you know, I have an e-book that I'm working on, and that's
cool.
I have an editor looking at it, so it's like hopefully one more edit that should be coming out. I'm going also opening up to doing coaching with psychic development, because there's so many people who have psychic abilities. Also for single relationships, and of course, you know, with that coaching, you know, it's not I'm going not giving psychic readings, but with that coaching, of course, my intuitiveness is going to come in, and I'm just very excited. A new website coming up, so I'm like really creating, and I love to create. You know, I haven't beat it in a while, but I like beading, I like blogging. I'm just a very creative person, you know, and you know, the universe also gives me messages, okay? And I just like to say, tell a story that happened to me yesterday, if that would be okay.
You bet.
Okay, it was really cool. In the morning, every other day except for Sundays, I either go for a walk or I stretch and do some exercises because I feel better, you know, throughout the day if I do that. And I was going for a walk. It was cool in North Carolina, was shady, it had just rained, which is amazing this time of the year. And I was on the phone with a friend who had just told me a story about when she was driving down the road, the light changed green, and she couldn't move, okay? She couldn't move. And then, like, 2 or 3 seconds later, somebody ran the red light, okay? Yeah, and she's like, I knew that was my angels, okay? And she doesn't have a very good heart, so if she had gotten in a car accident, even if it was just a fender bender, she could have most likely died. So the angels definitely have things for her to do, and, you know, she needs to live longer, which I'm very happy about. So I was crossing a bridge as she was telling me this, and like a minute later, you know, it's a wooden bridge I was walking on, I looked over, and there was a yellow golden bird, which you do not see. Okay, and I couldn't tell if it was a parakeet or whatever, but I was a little worried that it was somebody's, bird, and I said, well, let's say a prayer for the bird, okay? And then, you know, then I went from the bridge and crossed onto the sidewalk, and a bunny went by me. And I was like, I was like, oh my God. I'm like, this is amazing. You know, you were just talking about angels. I just saw, you know, a bird that you usually don't see. And then I got that it was like a spirit bird. Okay. I was very grateful it wasn't somebody's pet. But what that showed me is that I am going along the path, give it a little bit more time, and lots of good things are coming in because bunnies, rabbits, mean prosperity, abundance, and that's not just money, that's in many different ways. So I was like, well, I got to look up and see what golden birds were, you know? I mean, thank God for Google, okay? And they're basically about love, okay, which is what I'm all about, and also good love, and I'm in a very nice relationship, you know, which I'm grateful for, you know, and joy. And it was just validation that I'm going along the right path. You know?
Oh, that is cool.
Yeah, it was very cool. Very cool. I mean, just the synchronicity of it, you know?
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, the your guides and your angels are always talking. You just need to listen to it. So.
Yeah, that's very true. Very true. That was neat when they use they use nature, they use all different kinds, because I know people will always say it's like, oh, yeah, it's like my dad was going to send me, you know, butterflies, or my mom was going to send me, you know, whatever. And it's like, and they do these, you know, like all of a sudden people will be just like bombarded with butterflies, you know, or something like that. It's like, this is so cool to hear those. I'm like going, wow.
Well, it was funny because one year before Christmas, I was like, you know, I don't have any, you know, like bath salts. You know, bath bubbles, and, you know, in the winter I love to take baths. And I'm like, God, you know, I would really like it if somebody for Christmas gave me, you know, bath stuff. Oh, my God. I got so bombarded with stuff that year, you know.
You put that out on the airwaves and everybody got it.
Exactly. You know, and believe me, I was happy. I wasn't like, oh, man, you know, this was something I could use. So, yeah.
Cool.
I thought that was pretty
neat. Oh, that's very neat. See, and I do. I love the synchronicity. It's like, I don't know. You remember James Redfield? Did you ever read any of his stuff?
Oh, sure. I love his stuff. Yes, I've read all his stuff, you know?
Yeah.
He's wonderful. And, you know, and I guess what I really enjoy about him is because I love fiction mixed in with nonfiction. Okay? And he uses fiction a lot. Like, he tells a story, which, you know, everybody, I love a story, okay? And a lot of times there's even a little romance in it, which makes it even better, you know, but then he uses the spiritual principles. Instead of, you know, just blah, here are the spiritual principles, you know, it gets, to me, it's a little dry. So,
he's
wonderful.
He puts the bread and jelly. I mean, he puts the butter and jelly on the bread.
Yes.
Not just the dry toast.
Right. No, he's really good. And I have another story. If nobody has called in yet,
yeah, we're having a quiet day. The other thing, when you're done with this one, I do want to ask. I have one ask about. Because I don't know, I don't necessarily remember my dreams. All I do is I wake up and I go, something occurred. It's like I remember enough to go, okay, I think I had an astral experience or, you know, whatever last night or something. I got something significant. But I know my mother, after she died, tried for like, I think 5 or 6 months to give me this particular Indian dream. And I think I never did get it. Because Jethro once upon a time, that was back in 2004. He says, by the way, did you ever get that Indian dream that your mom sent you? I was like, was that even really blank? I was like, no. And he goes, she's been sending it to you every night. It's like, okay, I'm really unconscious. So I never did get the dream, but I know something occurred last night, and it's like I need to ask a question about my dad, but I want to hear your stuff first. Oh, wait. We got Jane Parrish called in, so here we go. We have a Skype person here.
Hello. Oh, hi
there.
Sorry. It's hard to tell whether I'm on or not.
Yes, you are. You are absolutely on with us, live on air.
I hear you. Well, hi, Pamela. I hear you specialize in love and relationships, and I'm just wondering what you see for me in that regard.
Okay. I just want to make sure that I'm on the right track. You're single, correct?
Yes.
Okay, because that made sense, because I got a vision of you walking and bumping into a man, okay? And it was like outside. Right, and my guides are saying soon, very soon, okay, and to me that means I'm really feeling 3 to 6 months, you know, February the latest, okay, and it's going to happen when you least expect it. The other thing I'm getting is like your arms are across your chest, okay, and to open up your heart to love, okay, be ready to receive it. All right. I'm getting you want it and then you don't want it. And the vision they're giving me is, you know, I'm seeing you stick your foot into the water, okay, and then taking it back and then putting your foot in and then taking it back. So you're hesitant about it, okay? And I'm hearing Whitney Houston saying, "You give good love to me," okay? And I'm hearing baby. So it feels like it's going to be a good love. All right, a good love. It's you've had some disasters in the past?
Yes.
Okay, because I'm hearing, you know, I don't want to talk about it. That's what I'm hearing. I don't want to talk about it. And I don't know if it's you not wanting to talk about it, or it could be past relationships, you know, where I don't want to talk about it, okay? Yeah, they're saying non-responsive, okay? And, you know, it takes two to be in a relationship, okay? The other thing I'm getting is don't settle, okay, because, all right, I hate to use this word, but I do feel you being approached by a dork, okay, because I'm seeing a dorky kind of guy handing you flowers, and you're just being like, oh, no, okay? So, you know, obviously wait for the right one, but I am getting, again, open up your heart to it. Then the vision I got, this was a very beautiful vision, is when to sit in meditation. I don't know if you know about the chakras, okay, but especially, you know, if you don't, you know, learn, just read up on them, but especially your heart chakra, I'm seeing that opening up, okay, and all this beautiful, like, colors and energies coming off of you, and then, like, then, you know, then another energy, and it feels masculine coming in, and you joining together. Okay, and it feels, you know, it doesn't feel intrusive. It feels beautiful. Okay, so that's a good visualization to have, because again, I'm getting that it's coming in. They're saying by February a true love. Okay, and just so you know, timing isn't always exact. Now, you know, and you know, I'm sorry, I'm losing track trying to put it into words. Kelly had mentioned it before about your will, okay? If you choose not to open up your heart, you're going to block it, okay? So please open up that heart, you know? I'm actually, what my guide said would be a good affirmation is, I am ready for my true love, okay?
Yeah.
You know, because it does feel like you're almost there, you know? It just feels like, I'm just seeing like you opening up the door in your heart, okay? The other affirmation I just got was, my heart is open. Okay? And they're saying, you're a smart woman. You're not going to just let anybody in. You've learned your lessons.
When it comes to hope so.
Yes, you have. You have, okay? Yes. They're just saying, be positive. And for some reason, I'm hearing, be faithful. So what that means to me is, be faithful to yourself, to what feels right, your principles, okay? That's important.
So, you know, am I going to date some people? There's a person on Match.com, that sort of thing. Is that?
Yes, because you are going to date some people. And honestly, I had heard dork, okay? So to me, you're not going to like, you know, you're not going to like everyone, okay? But it's really weird. I'm hearing this woman's voice who I haven't talked to in years. And I remember there was a time I was dating. I was lucky if I had got a second date, and I was like getting so fed up, and she just said, oh, you're just weeding your garden, and that's what you're doing right now. You're just weeding your garden, you know, for that perfect rose.
Aww. Okay,
so yes, you know, go out on dates, because you know, a lot of times my guides are teasing me, because I was about to say, we expect the one just to come in, and they're saying UPS, and I understand what they mean by that, because people think the UPS man's going to knock on the door and he's going to be the one, you know. And it's funny because they're showing the UPS man who comes to my door sometimes to deliver package, and he's tall, and I can tell he's attracted to me. I'm just not that attracted to him, you know. So don't expect to come knocking at your door. Okay.
So to get out, yeah, you just
get out and have some fun. And you know, Match.com, those dating sites. And by the way, the man I'm with right now, I met on OkCupid. Okay, so I, you know, you have to obviously screen them carefully, but they're very. The dating sites are good for practice dates and getting to know people and saying no, that's not acceptable. Yes, that's acceptable. And I know some people who've gotten married on them, and I've also known some people who've gone on horrible dates too. You know, so just think of it as an adventure. Don't think of it as this is the one, because you're going to know the one. Again, I'm seeing you walking smacking into him.
Oh.
Okay?
Isn't that funny? So it's just going to happen, kind of happenstance like that. Then.
Exactly, exactly. And, you know, and it's going to happen when you least expect it, okay?
Huh.
Yeah, and, you know, and it's funny because they're reminding of me with Chris. Like, when I saw his profile, I was like, you know, and he had checked out mine, but he never emailed me. And I was like, you know, he looked really interesting. And I was like, okay, well, maybe. And then I'd go back, he looks really interested. And I said, what do I have to lose? Let me send him an email. And I made it really simple. And, you know, look what happened. So kind of like when you least expect it and when you're not thinking, like, he's the one. You know, which so many of us do. He's the one, you know, and then it's like, oh, God, what a jerk. So.
Wow. So is he going to be around my age or would he?
Yes, I'm hearing close to it, close to it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good.
All right. I am getting that, you know, it feels like he's just gone through some, and he's through it. He's not going through it. He's just gone through some major shifts. Major life changes and stuff, okay, but he's through it. He's not going through it. When you meet him, he's done, and he's ready to, it's like he's starting anew. So whether that's a divorce or death of a loved one or job transfer, you know, I'm not getting what it is. It just feels like he's gone through it. God, that's over with. I'm ready to begin my life again.
Okay, and is it going to be around, like, am I going to meet him around near where I, you know, where I am, or do I travel?
You know, they're just giving me the same vision, you walking into him, okay? I'm sorry, you know, they're not telling me, okay, and it's funny, I'm hearing...
Alfalfa's Market.
Yeah, I'm hearing the song.
Grocery shopping.
Yeah, you know, okay, you could walk around the corner, but I'm hearing that song... Fiddly dee, fiddly dum, look out, darling, because here I come, get ready, okay?
Cool.
I love that song. I can hear it. And they're just saying prepare for it because, again, it's going to happen when you least expect it. And I'm also getting in a way that you're not going to expect. And they don't want you to know exactly the, you know, I'm hearing ABC, baby, you and me, you okay? They don't want to give you the exact, it's going to happen this way, it's going to happen that way, because you need to explore. And honestly, I feel like you need to get the flowers from the dork, okay? The dork is going to teach you something.
Okay, okay.
Okay, so I hope that helps.
Wow, that's really exciting and really cool. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for... Thank you for Skyping, I guess you would say.
Yeah, thank you for calling in. However you called in. We love those Skype ones. That's awesome.
Thank you.
Call and come back and follow and let us know when you run into him and where you met him and how you ran into him and if you knocked him over when you did. All righty.
Bye-bye.
Good.
Bye.
Okay. Let's see. We have an area code here now from 917. Oh, let's see. And what did my thing do? There it is. Okay, 917. We got you on.
Hi, how are you?
Good, good. And what is your name?
Tina.
Tina, where is 917? That area code sounds so familiar.
New York.
Okay, that's why. Okay.
Yes, I'm in New Jersey, but the number is for New York.
That's okay. Okay, and how can I help you?
Yes, hi. I would like to know what energy do you get from my boyfriend, Corey?
today.
Okay. All right. I'm seeing a basketball going up and down, up and down. It's either he plays basketball or his emotion, he can be up and down, up and down.
Oh, maybe. It's a little of both, but go ahead.
Okay. Okay. I feel like he needs some kind of change, and it doesn't feel from you. I just feel like some kind of change, you know, whether it's moving out of where he lives or a change from job or whatever. He just feels like he's a little up and down, you know, like he can't make up his mind, all right? The other thing I'm picking up about him is he's not feeling that good about himself, okay? So sometimes he takes things out on you, okay? The other vision I'm getting is his arm around you and he's holding you tightly, okay? It's not a headlock, okay? But he's still holding you tightly, all right? So I'm hearing the song, I Can't Let Go, okay? But that feels good, okay? Your relationship with him, I'm going to be blunt, I see some ups and downs, okay? But I'm also hearing steady as she goes, okay? So it feels like you're going to have to work through some stuff, and it feels like communication and stuff. And then I'm getting smooth sailing, okay? That's how they're showing it to me. I know it's... I hope some of that makes sense, because that's what I'm getting.
Okay, yes, because okay. He is really quiet. I'm more outgoing than he is. And, just trying to see, he doesn't really express himself.
Right.
He'll see something one time, and I have to really pay attention to it. And I'm, you know, waiting for more affection, but, you know, I can pop up over his house when I want, but it's like I'm wanting him to invite me, but he's just wanting me to do it on my own, and I'm giving him space. Then I feel like he's kind of moody. So.
Right. Okay, that's the communication, okay? You need to learn to read his language, okay? And it's easy for me to do because my boyfriend is extremely shy. But it's easy for me to do because I'm a little bit more psychic than you, okay? and that's it. They're saying invite him to speak, okay? So you might have to ask some questions, but at the same time, don't judge him. Because, again, I'm getting that vision of him, his arm around your neck, and he doesn't want to let go. And that's a good thing, okay?
Thank you.
Yeah, because that means, you know, he has love for you. He cares for you, okay? It's just you need to learn to communicate, and I'm seeing a key. And that feels like the whole thing, okay? So, again, you're learning each other, okay? And I'm getting a vision of my sister and brother-in-law, and they've been married forever, like 26 years. You know, but at the beginning, it was really tough for them because, you know, my sister would talk him to death. And he would just, and you know, really, she would just talk him to death, but she wouldn't listen, you know? She's a wonderful person, but she's not always the best listener, okay? But she learned to listen to him. And, you know, men express themselves differently, the majority of them, okay? They express themselves differently from us, you know? So if you learn to read his language, okay, and... I'm getting to, all right, they're showing me basketball, so this confirms it where, you know, it's bouncing back and forth. So when he says something to you, say it back to him, you know, oh, when you said that, did you mean blah, 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 to make sure that you're understanding him correctly, all right? Because he has a very tough time expressing himself. Doesn't, you know, now I'm hearing the song Show Me You Love Me, and I get that he does it by showing you. He's also very passive, you know. I'm hearing take him by the hand, and it's almost like sometimes you have to take him out by the hand and drag him out to the dance floor. Okay?
Yes.
Yeah, but you know, you'll get it. You'll understand each other, and that's so funny. I'm hearing a really old song, Hang On Sloopy, Hang On, okay?
And Hang On Sloopy.
Is it Snoopy or Sloopy? I don't know. It is Sloopy. Okay, I mean, it's from the 60s, I think, okay? And they're just saying to hang in there. So I hope that helps.
Well, I mean, do you think I should go over his house more or wait for him to invite me?
I'm getting that you need to say, I enjoy coming over, but you know what? An invitation would be nice. Can you invite me?
Okay.
Ask and you shall receive. You know, just say that, you know, there are times I feel like I'm intruding. You know? Because I don't like it occasionally if you drop by, but I really don't like it when people drop by, especially if I'm like, you know, in the shower or, you know.
You have to get out. It's true. Well, I mean, do you see our relationship? Do you see us? Do you have a time frame of us getting more serious or?
You know, I'm just getting to hang in there. Okay, it takes work. I'm not getting the time frame because, you know, it depends upon the communication.
Well, when I call him, he doesn't really like talking on the phone. That's what I'm telling you. He's moody. He doesn't really like talking on the phone.
Okay.
Then I don't know if I should go.
And I'm just going to answer this last question, okay?
Thank you.
And then what I'm getting is he communicates differently. No, he doesn't like to talk on the phone. In fact, you know, when you're on the phone, you probably do most of the talking. You know, it's one-sided. He communicates different, okay? And I'm getting that actions speak louder than words, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so let him show you. And eventually he will talk a little bit more. The other thing I'm getting is acceptance is the key. You need to accept him. You need to accept that he's shy and he's not, you know, a big conversationalist on the phone. Okay?
Yes.
All right. So I hope that helps.
Okay, and the number to call reach you is the email or your website?
My website is successfulrel.com.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
And the phone number is 973 229-9704.
Okay, and I can find the prices for your readings on there.
Exactly.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling.
You're welcome. Bye.
Bye-bye.
All righty, and thank you for calling in. All right, we've got a couple more to go here. Our next one has been hanging in there. They're in chat with us. Is area code 402. 402, you are live on air with us today.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, what's your name, hon?
This is Ashley.
Hi, Ashley, and how can I help you?
I think I spoke to you last week. I've been having some doubts in my relationship. I feel like my boyfriend, he started a new job, and I started feeling insecure because he works with only females, and I felt like he is hiding something from me. And I believe last time I talked to you, you brought up the song, Should I Stay or Should I Go?
Right, right.
And I stayed, and everything was fine, and yesterday I found this card, and there was a scribbled out number on it, and it's like he knew that I had the card and he seemed like worried, but I can't figure out what the number is, and I'm not going to waste my time trying to figure out what it is.
Okay, and what I'm hearing the song Accept Me As I Am, okay? And what that feels is like accept right now, because I'm feeling sadness pouring off of you. Except right now that there's difficulties in your relationship, okay? And basically, you need to put some boundaries up, okay? You know, and let, you know, I need to know if you're going to be in this relationship, because I'm feeling that you're not in this relationship, okay? I'm also hearing date night, okay? That's what I'm getting, is some boundaries. The other thing I'm getting is, you know, is like a coach or a therapist, somebody to help you through this time, because I'm going to be blunt. You cannot do it on your own, and I'm glad that you're calling out to me, okay? I am getting that there is love between you two, okay? But I'm also feeling that there is a wall, okay? And the image I'm getting is one of those things that you use to chip away, like a statue, you know, the little metal stick thing and a hammer, okay? And that's what you're doing right now, and you're kind of shaping the relationship. And if you leave this man, if you just kind of say, oh, forget it, walk away, I'm letting you know that somebody else who's different faith, different name, same issues, okay? So you need to work through these issues, okay? And again, there's a lot of love there, and that's what's keeping you there, okay? And I'm hearing in other responsibilities. But, you know, again, boundaries, talking to a therapist or a coach about it will help you through this, okay? And you will get through this sad time, okay? The other thing I'm hearing is the song Loving You, okay? And I feel like you need to love yourself a little bit more.
Yeah.
Okay?
But how do I get over, like, whether I know if he's cheating or not? That's what the issue is. That's why I'm so down, is because he doesn't tell the truth. He's lied to me about little things in the past. So how do I know if he's going to lie to me about big things?
Right.
And I just feel like he's hiding something.
Right. And your intuition is right on, and you need to say, you need to show me that I can trust you. You need to earn my trust. Basically, that's what it comes down to, okay?
Should I give him his little card back with the number scribbled out?
You can ask him what's the meaning of this, yes.
I mean, anytime I ask him any questions, he just gives me simple answers that basically doesn't help me at all.
Right.
That's what the problem is.
Right, again, and you know, it's not an overnight process, okay? So, again, a counselor or a coach, you know, it's a process little bit by little bit, and you need to set your boundaries, and also I'm getting to focus on you and love yourself, and I'm hearing to do it for your children, okay?
Yeah, I do have 5 kids, and we have me and him have 2 children together,
yeah.
And it's really hard, and I don't want to leave him, but it's just, like, what do I just don't know what to do. Like,
right, and that's okay, so don't do anything. But,
and my therapist, she doesn't really help me. She just says, okay, well, if you don't want him living with you, then you have to go to court to get a 30-day notice. And I'm like, I don't know if I want to do that. I don't know what to do.
Okay, then, and again, don't do anything. But listen, I don't mean to be rude, but we got one more caller, so, you know, I have to get to that caller. But if you need me, you know, send me an email, give me a call, you know, and we'll set something up if I can help you, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Okay. All right, thanks for calling.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Okay, we actually have 3 more callers, Pamela.
Okay, and then we're going to have to put a limit. Okay, we're going to have to put a limit at these 3, okay?
Okay, sounds good. We can totally do that. Okay, 954, we got you on.
Hi, how are you?
Good. And what is your name?
My name is Tracy. And I'm calling about whether I'm going to reconnect with an old boyfriend or not. I've recently bought a home that's not far from him, and I just sent him a quick note and let him know that I was here and would like to see him again. Well, no, I didn't say that, but it sort of implied it.
Yeah, you know what? I am getting that you are going to, you know, reconnect, okay?
Yeah.
And the other thing I'm getting is just, Be a little careful, okay? Don't just jump in. That's what I'm getting.
That's what we've always done in the past.
Okay,
exactly.
Yeah, and but the thing is, I'm also getting kind of like a feeling like beggars can't be choosy, all right? That's what they said. And what I'm getting is to be choosy, all right? I'm not saying that, yes, okay, good, you understand that. Because that's what they meant.
So it's not meaning that I'm a beggar, meaning that I should be choosy.
Exactly. You
I'm
need
not
to
a
be,
beggar, right.
You need to be choosy and make sure, is this what I want? And I'm hearing the song, The Love I Lost is a Sweet Love, okay? And they're going, I'm hearing Yesterday, Yester Something by Stevie Wonder, okay?
Yeah,
and not just think so much like, this wasn't how it was yesterday, okay? Because today is totally different. And I'm getting, you're 2 different people, okay?
Yes.
2 different people, you know? So, you know, please just don't run in. As far as the move, that just feels really good.
Really? It is?
Yes.
Good.
Yes, that feels really good. I'm hearing home, sweet home. I'm feeling there were some obstacles and
it's
that you went through, new beginnings, you know. And, again, be choosy, all right? Be choosy.
In regards to
love and everything else, be choosy.
Oh.
Okay.
That's
what
he will want to.
He'll want to connect. I'm
Just be selective about it.
Yeah, I'm seeing coffee cups click.
Okay.
So, like, yeah, so, you know, yes,
cool.
You will. Okay?
Okay, great. Thank you.
Okay, thanks for calling.
Uh-huh, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All righty. Thank you so much. Okay, and let's see. We've got, all right, area code 917.
Hi, ladies. How are you?
Hi. Hi, and you are?
Ashil, A-S-H-I-L.
Okay.
And I'm just curious what's, you know, intimidating anybody soon, what's coming up for me.
Yeah, I actually heard two, okay? I'm hearing two. Yes, two. I'm not saying that you're going to have relationships with two,
okay?
But it's two. And you, I just want to make sure you're into ladies, correct?
Both. So
okay. All right. Then that's why I'm getting confused. Okay. All right.
Okay.
But yes, I'm seeing two, and I'm seeing you slamming the door. So one, you know, you're not going to stay with the other one. You will have. I'm hearing Natalie Cole. This will be an everlasting love. Okay.
So. Say it again.
The Natalie Cole, she sings the song "This Will Be an Everlasting Love."
Okay, wow.
Yeah, I think
okay.
It's eHarmony that uses that song. I love Natalie Cole.
No, I know the song. Yeah, "This Will Be" something like that. Yeah.
So you know, so don't give up. Yeah, I see two, and you know, you'll know the right one. Okay.
Well, to be honest with you, one of them I kind of just let go recently.
Okay.
I kind of moved on, so I don't know if this is one take two, this is the second one is coming, you know.
Second one is coming, yeah. You're getting a choice, okay?
Oh, really?
And I'm not getting which one. You'll just know. Again, I'm saying you'll close the door. You know, I feel that you need to get to know them both and really see who they are before you make your choice, you know? Okay, and what they're showing me, this is interesting, is somebody taking off a mask. So, you know, in the beginning, certain people act a certain way because they're afraid to show who they are. And then you find out who they are and you're like, oh, I really don't like you. Okay? And that's what it feels like. The other person just feels like I'm getting natural face, ivory snow. Okay? So meaning she's going to be, I'm sorry, ivory soap. Meaning she's, you know, she, he, I'm not really sure, going to be natural. Okay?
And that's happening anytime soon?
They're saying it's a process, but it feels like, you know, I'm hearing the song, it only just begun, so it feels like it is happening soon, you know.
And is it anybody I know? Because if somebody has to say hello to us, I wasn't sure.
I'm really not getting who it is, okay? I'm just getting two, okay?
Okay. Sounds good.
All right. So I hope that helps.
I will let you know. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye.
All righty. And click follow and come back in and tell us how that went. Okay, our last one, I'm not sure if she's got another quick question. It's like, I know this is Ipitar again. I don't know if you just called back in to listen or if you, because we dropped it. Well,
I've been listening the whole time. I just decided to call back in because, you know, I was listening and you didn't have any callers and I just had a question about relationship, love and relationship as well.
Okay. And what is your question?
About love and relationship.
Just, okay, and are you single right now?
Yes.
Okay. All right. You know, it's really weird, but I got a vision of, like, first of all, you smacking yourself in the head, like, I should have had a VA, and then, like, somebody hitting you over the head with a frying pan, okay? So what that means to me is I feel like there's somebody around you now, but you just don't see them romantically. Okay?
I do see him romantically.
All right. Well, maybe then it's the opposite way around. All right? What I am getting is they'll get it. Okay? They'll get it.
Okay.
All right? So I'm not sure if it's him or if it's you, honestly. Okay? So I can't say it's this person who you see romantically because, you know, it could be somebody else. Okay? I'm actually feeling marriage, okay? That feels like anywhere 6 months, 8 months, a year. If it's not marriage, if you don't want marriage, it's a heavy-duty commitment, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so, yeah, it's coming in. The eyes just need to be opened is how I'm getting it.
Well, maybe it might be me, because when I connected with him, it was like a soul connection, like a twin flame. So even though it didn't appear romantic, it was more spiritual.
Okay.
It was more spiritual, and the connection that we made with the heart and the soul and the spirit. So maybe that's what you were picking up on.
Yeah, I'm just getting to open up to it. You know, then my guides are funny. They're like, see it with new eyes. And I'm hearing the song, Ola Di, Ola Da. So, like, you know, be open to it. And when I think of that song, Ola Di, Ola Da, it's like being kind of like, you know, fun, new, you know, kind of like a child, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And you know how a child is kind of innocent and open to the experience and lives in the now. Okay.
Right.
And that's how I'm getting to be. Because, again, it feels like it's right in front of you.
Is that for me to be more open or for him to be more open, or both?
Both. You answered your own question. Both, yes. Both.
Okay.
But you know what? You can only clean your side of the street. And I'm hearing like a ripple effect. And then I saw you holding up a mirror. And it him seeing himself. So, you know, we are reflections of each other.
Right.
You know?
Right.
So if you change.
That's how I feel like he's a reflection of me. Yeah.
Right. Exactly. We're a reflection of each other. So if you change, it's going to have an effect on him. Because you can't change him. You can only change you. Because
right.
If I had the magic formula on how to change other people, I wouldn't be on the phone. I'd be in my own private mansion, you know, and eating bonbons all day. Sorry, I couldn't help that. That's like the little trickster in me, but, you know. Yeah, so focus on you, okay?
Okay.
All right, so hopefully that helps, okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All righty, and that is our last caller today. Thank you, Batar, for calling back in. I appreciate that. It's like, I love it. That's what I love about what I call our Blog Talk family, because, you know, it's like when we put that out there and go, okay, guys, if we don't want to sit here and talk to ourselves, we need somebody to call in. Somebody goes, yeah, okay, we'll do. You know?
and the ripple effect, and then everybody else does. But that's okay, because I got to talk about my really neat experience with the bird and stuff, because that was just so cool, you know? It really was.
That is really neat. That is very cool. It's like, did you get to tell us the other one? It's like I was sitting there trying to remember, because you started to tell us another one, and then we started getting calls in. It's like, I don't remember if you ever finished that other experience.
No, I didn't. And you know what? And I think that, you know, we'll end with this, because I think it's important about how, because, it, we are in charge when it comes to, and I'm not a health expert, although I'm a healing. Honestly, I'm not the best when it comes to reading for health, because I worked for a lot of lines and we weren't allowed to read for health, okay? But the body and the mind and the emotion are all connected. And because I'm starting, you know, my business in a new direction, you know, this is a big thing for me. And the right side of my body was really hurting this weekend, okay? And I think that's because changes are coming, right side's logical, and especially my leg, and that's movement forward, okay? So, like, Chris was nice enough to massage me this weekend, so that helped, you know. And then Sunday night, I heard a pop in my hip, and my whole body went into place, right? And I went for my walk yesterday, felt great. I'm working with this coach, okay, and, you know, my website's being developed, and she started telling me all these things about my website that I needed to change, because I let her see the, you know, the process, and it just didn't feel right. And other things she was saying, it just didn't feel right. And believe me, she's helping me a lot. But certain things she's saying, it just didn't feel right. Well, I got off the phone, and my right leg was killing me. And I was like, oh, no, it was just starting to feel better, okay?
Oh, no.
And then I had a friend call, and, you know, I started talking about what happened, and, you know, and they said something, gave me an idea. I came up with a solution, and then I was like, you know what? I'm a psychic. I need to trust what's right for me. I need to trust what's right for my website, you know? And with that thought, I, like, moved my ankle. My ankle made this loud popping sound, and my right leg went back to normal. And I was like, is that cool or what, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Very.
So
Oh, my goodness. Wow.
You know, the law of manifestation.
Yeah. You know, and what I do know just in terms of body stuff, and I'm sure you remember this too, is like anything that happens to us on our left side, that's the stuff coming into us, and anything, you know, that's like either if we're having issues with our left side of the body, we're having issues with letting things come in. And I know right side of the body is letting things go out, letting things flow. It's like, so if we have stuff on our left side, you know, dissect us in half, and it's like left side pains are things coming in where we're not allowing, like, either, you know, new things to come in or new ideas or whatever to flow in. And it's like, and the right side is about releasing. It's like we're not, you know, we're not either putting out enough or letting things flow out or, you know, something. We're not releasing things. And it's like things are not flowing good, because just as our heart chambers, you know, left to right, that's how the energy flows in with us. It comes left to right. So it comes into the left, out to the right. So, yeah.
It makes a lot of
amazing
sense.
Huh?
So,
yeah,
and
it does.
And it just also shows that when it comes to healing our bodies, you know, we have healing powers within, you know.
Yeah. And curiosity, have you ever watched that one, the Secret, you know, by
yes.
Rhonda Byrne?
Yes.
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 Remember that Marvin? Marvin Goodman. Remember him? He wrecked the airplane. And they told him he was going to be a vegetable,
yes,
and he was broke his spine and broke his diaphragm off. And he decided, it was like 8 months or something like that, and he decided, you know, he could only blink his eyes, and they had him on the respirator and all this stuff. And it's like, he said, I'm going to walk out by Christmas. And they couldn't believe it, but he says, well, when you're just laying there, you know, I've got my mind to work with, you know. It's like, and he put himself back together. So it's like, it is. Our body was designed to heal. And,
right.
to, you know, and it's like, yeah, as long as we direct it to do that, because so many people don't.
Right.
Really and truly. So anyway. All right. Well, it's been another fun day. So it's like, yeah, I think we went a little bit over, but it's like, I'm okay.
Okay. No, it was a great show. It was a wonderful show. So, and I thank you to everyone who called in, because without you, we couldn't have a show.
Exactly. Exactly. And I tell people, sometimes I don't tell them enough. I say, click the follow button, you know, because it's like that does send them at least like an email or reminds us, you know, the times to come in and whatever. And we try to make sure that we post, you know, I post in chat and mention us. So I'm going to have you mention one more time. How do we get a hold of you? After hours.
Sure. It's my website is www.successfulrel.com. So it's Successful Relationships. You can, on Facebook, I'm just Pamela Cummins, C-U-M-M-I-N-S. If you tweet, I'm at Rev Pamela. And my phone number is 973-229-9704.
Alrighty.
So they got lots of ways to get in touch with me.
Definitely. And maybe next week I'll actually get to ask you a little more about my dad.
Okay.
And how he's doing on the other side, because that really has been something that's been coming up. That's like, I don't know, because I know I had one person tell me quite a while back, well, he died back in February, that sometimes I guess when they are, you know, have dementia or something like that, and they are in, like, you know, the nursing home facility, that when they cross over, if they've had that episode or whatever, it takes them a while to kind of get back to normal. And I'd never really realized that. I guess I kind of always thought, you know, as soon as somebody transitioned to the other side, they just automatically, you know, it's like, bing, you know, we're done with this and put off, you know, all that stuff and whatever. And I just made the assumption that it's like, wow, you know, once you crossed over and did that, it was just an automatic type thing where it's not. Okay.
No, but their time is different than ours, you know. We're going from one dimension to another, so there's an adjustment period. But I did get that he sends you love and kisses before you went into that, so that, you know, that kind of explains why I just got, you know, sending love and kisses. That's what I got.
Oh, cool.
So,
okay, thank you.
Yeah. And you know, I don't know the name of the book. Lisa Williams, who is an English medium, not her first book, her second book goes all into like the process of once you go over to the other side. It's a fascinating book. Okay.
Oh,
and I wish
no,
I could
I think she's on here. I think she's on Blog Talk. I think I've seen Lisa Williams.
Yeah.
On Blog Talk. I think she has a show here.
And I'm pretty sure it's her. She's an English medium and it's her second book. And it was wonderful.
Cool. All right. I will look for that. I absolutely will look for that. Cool.
Yeah, not the first,
right.
The second. Okay, that's important.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. When, this is not her first book, the second book. Okay, and I'll look for that. And, oh, that was what I, the other thing I'm going to ask, I want to pick your brain about, but not on air, but it's like how you do the e-book stuff. It's like I really, really, really,
I'm learning.
I know, you said.
Yeah. That I'm learning.
You said your dad was the expert.
Yeah, and as far as formatting it into Kindle and Smashwords, I'm hiring somebody. It's very, you know, for me, it's very complicated. For other people, like, it's a piece of cake. So, now that's a whole, you couldn't even do that in an hour. So, you know.
Wow, yeah. Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Wow. For sure. All righty. Well, thank you so much, and thank you to everybody who hangs in with us. And it's like, you know, thank you, Becky. Thank you, Dan. Thank you, our guests. And it's like, I know we had some that logged out already, and people getting on and going on. And, yeah, we're getting to the point where, let's see, what is it, 2 o'clock. 2 o'clock our time, Mountain Time, is Jethro's on today with Living in the Psychic Realm. It's 714-333-3354, lots of threes. So anyway, and Amy is on Wednesday. Tomorrow she's doing the chakra class, and that's going to be on the 7th chakra, so it's her last chakra class, and the rest of them are in archives. Thursdays is Linda Irwin. She's the ET and paranormal psychic and life coach. It's like she's really got some interesting contacts. Yeah, I know. It's like, whoa. And then Friday, Jethro, I'm not sure who he's got on this Friday, so that's one of those. We'll wait and see what happens. So anyway, all right. Well, we'll look forward to seeing you again, Pamela, on next Tuesday, and it's like, like I say, what's, you know, if I wanted to call you and discuss ebook stuff, what's a good time? Because I know you're really busy.
Oh, you know what? It just varies. I'm just going to say, you know, just you know, give me a call.
Just hit me.
You know?
Okay, cool. I will do that.
You know, every day is different, so.
Changes.
Exactly.
It's just like how, yeah, I understand this very well because, we're living in a household with a 17-and-a-half-month-old and a 7-week-old. So, yeah, definitely the days are never the same.
Yes, I can imagine.
Okay. Oh, anyway.
Great.
All righty. Well, thank you all, and we will see you again tomorrow on Psychics Gone Wild.
Okay.
Have
Bye-bye,
a great day.
Everybody.
Bye.